The hit show Lost began its third season October 4th, in a year that has so far been dominated by the CSI franchise, with three shows in the top 10. Our critic at large, John Power, says the success of these crime procedurals isn't surprising. He thinks the difference between shows like Lost and CSI says a lot about current TV.
When I was a kid, my friends and I used to argue about who was better, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones. And though this was silly, heck, we loved them both, the opposition did point to a truth. For the Sunny Fab Four and the Satanic Stones did embody two very different attitudes toward music and life. And so we argued over who was greater, just as people once debated the merits of deadpan Buster Keaton versus sentimental Charlie Chaplin, or terse Ernest Hemingway versus windy William Faulkner. These days, the most telling opposition can be found on TV, where audiences have made mega-hits of two very different dramas, CSI and Lost. Where the CSI juggernaut is devoutly materialist, Lost deals in what we might call metaphysical pop. If you've seen the original CSI even once, you know how the whole franchise works. It's all about procedure. After a couple of apparently baffling murders, William Peterson and his crime scene investigators turn up to examine the physical evidence and interrogate suspects. By the end of every episode, you can count on the portentous Peterson to produce that telltale flake of DNA-rich dandruff that will send the cocky murderer straight up the river. Case closed, mystery solved, in Las Vegas, Miami, or New York. And CSI is hardly alone. The same procedural materialism lies at the heart of the Law & Order franchise and the medical hit House, where each week the most flabbergasting diseases wind up receiving a reassuringly scientific explanation and cure. The pleasure of such shows lies in their neatness, their rationality, their sense of order being restored. What was mysterious at the beginning will be neatly explained by the facts, just like on Jack Webb's old show Dragnet. This is almost the opposite of why people enjoy Lost, whose appeal is, well, trippy. Its fun comes in wading through a series of vast, ever-expanding mysteries. The show's plane crash survivors don't merely confront weird things on their island, like a strange hatch with its ticking clock. The island forces each character to work out a personal destiny foreshadowed in the show's many flashbacks. Far from solving a mystery every week, each new episode suggests the presence of cosmic forces so vast that beginning the third season, one is still struggling to understand the big picture. Something similar happens in the new hit show Heroes, which clearly follows in Lost's wake. It's about a collection of people with extraordinary powers who must discover their role in some grand scheme. If metaphysical pop is your thing, this show's opening words are sheer catnip.
Where does it come from? This quest, this need to solve life's mysteries when the simplest of questions can never be answered. Why are we here? What is the soul? Why do we dream? Perhaps we'd be better off not looking at all, not delving, not yearning. That's not human nature, not the human heart. That is not why we are here.
While the pleasure of CSI materialism lies in its rational order, the joy of shows like Lost and Heroes lies in the elusive sense that the meaning of things transcends workaday materialistic reason. This is an idea that's grown increasingly popular in recent years. It's there in 6 Feet Under's ghostly visitations and sense of people working out ineffable destinies. It's there in new shows like 6 Degrees and The Nine, which are all about uncovering hidden relationships. And it's there in the Oscar-winning Crash, whose meaning lay in the pattern of its stories, not the individual stories themselves. Which brings us to HBO's police drama The Wire. It's the best show on TV, precisely because it brings together what's enjoyable about CSI and Lost. Now, at one level, The Wire is the TV show most grounded in the material reality of daily life. It's procedure in all its humanity. We see what happens on Baltimore's street corners, in its schools and squad rooms and political campaigns. The characters do their jobs, but they also get drunk, take bribes, shirk their duty. You see, that's procedure too. But unlike CSI or Law & Order, The Wire's materialism does not lead to a satisfying sense of order or resolution. Far from it. Watching these cops, and drug dealers and politicians and kids. We see individuals caught up in a crazy social system that defines their behavior. It is so big and complex that nobody's really in charge. As it focuses on the material reality of what's happening in Baltimore, the show paradoxically leaves us with a sense of mystery, every bit as spookily confounding as anything you'll find on Lost. Week after week, The Wire suggests that nothing could be more difficult than to create life-affirming order in the modern city. In a very real sense, this show's badge-carrying heroes, however good their intentions, really are lost at the crime scene.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.